Hey everyone, Asher Blake here, your friendly neighborhood procrastination slayer and all-around productivity guru. Welcome back to another episode of Procrastination Killer, Get Things Done. Today, we're diving into something super crucial, understanding those emotional triggers that can send us spiraling into procrastination mode faster than you can say, Netflix binge. Ever feel like you're on a roller coaster ride of emotions, 1 minute soaring with motivation, the next plummeting into a pit of dread? Yeah, me too. But here's the good news. We're not powerless against these emotional bandits. We can learn to identify them, understand their sneaky tactics, and ultimately, manage them like the boss-level characters we are. Think about it. Procrastination isn't just laziness, though sometimes it feels that way. It's often a clever disguise for underlying emotions. Fear of failure? Check. Overwhelm? You bet. Perfectionism? Guilty as charged. These emotional triggers can sneak up on us, hijack our focus, and make even the simplest tasks feel impossible. So, let's break it down. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you understand your emotional triggers and start slaying them like the hero of your own productivity story. 1. Awareness is your superpower. The first step is recognizing those pesky emotional triggers when they show up. You're looking for patterns. Maybe you feel anxious before a deadline or overwhelmed when faced with complex projects. Pay attention to your physical sensations too. Does your heart race? Do you get a knot in your stomach? These are all clues that an emotional trigger might be at play. 2. Don't judge your emotions. It's super important to remember that feelings are neither good nor bad. They just are. Acknowledge them, accept them, and don't beat yourself up for experiencing them. Labeling them as bad only creates more resistance. 3. Identify the root cause. Dig deeper than the surface emotion. Fear of failure often stems from a fear of judgment or letting people down. Overwhelm can signal a lack of clarity or support. Understanding the root cause empowers you to address it directly, rather than just masking the symptoms. 4. Develop healthy coping mechanisms. This is where things get really practical. What helps you calm down and regain control? It could be anything from taking a few deep breaths and doing some mindful stretching to listening to your favorite music or going for a walk in nature. Find what works for you and integrate those coping mechanisms into your routine. 5. Break down tasks. Ever feel paralyzed by a huge project? You're not alone. When overwhelm sets in, break down that daunting task into smaller, more manageable chunks. Celebrate each small victory along the way. It builds momentum and keeps you motivated. Let me tell you about this time I was working on a massive presentation for a big conference. The deadline loomed closer, and I felt this creeping sense of anxiety, like a wave of panic washing over me. My mind raced with worst-case scenarios, and procrastination seemed like the only escape. But then, I remembered what I preach. I took a step back, acknowledged those feelings of fear and overwhelm, and reminded myself that it was just my brain trying to protect me. Instead of drowning in the enormity of the task, I broke it down into smaller steps. Research, outline, draft sections, create visuals, practice. Each step felt less intimidating, and soon I was making progress instead of panicking. So there you have it. Understanding your emotional triggers is like unlocking a secret weapon in your productivity arsenal. You can't control everything that happens around you, but you can control how you respond to it. Remember, be kind to yourself. Celebrate those wins, and keep slaying those procrastination dragons one day at a time. Before we go, I want to hear from you. What's one emotional trigger that tends to derail your productivity? Share it in the comments below. Let's support each other on this journey to becoming unstoppable. And don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review the podcast so more people can benefit from these insights. Until next time, keep crushing it.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.